Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
He turns to me and he says, "Why so serious?" He comes at me with the knife. "Why so serious?" He sticks the blade in my mouth. "Let's put a smile on that face." And why so serious?
Welcome back, everyone, to Buff Hub, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Steve Vega, and today I have a gentleman who hosts youth camps, handles business, and has fun. He knows how to manage stocks, and he is the only Buffalo Bills wide receiver to ever record three consecutive back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. My man, none other than Stevie Johnson. What's up, bro?
A.K.A. your other brother, your other Steve brother, huh?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Patty. I'm glad to be on the Hub, man. I guess it's supposed to happen right now, you know?
All right, so I got to ask you real quick. What's your connection with the Buffalo Bills team today? I mean, you got Gabe Davis, you know, wearing number 13. I know he feels proud to wear number 13, so.
Yeah, you know, my whole connection is like it's an internal kind of, you know, not really out there, you know, posting and tagging the guys. But, you know, behind the scenes, just motivation, you know, just so that they can be, like, appreciative and knowing what they're in right now. You know, they're in a great time where, I mean, one game away from the Super Bowl. That's amazing. That's amazing right there. So they got to just take advantage of it with all the health. You know, it's levels. You know, it's levels in the game. And right now, it's kind of tough for our – it's kind of going crazy, but – at the same time, it's like when you get to I tweeted this before, you get to the finish line and then it starts over. That's a whole nother level you got to get to now. You know what I'm saying? So the fans are it's good that they're upset and calling things out. The one thing that we've learned about this management is they listen. You know, they see what's going on. So they make moves when they need to. And, you know, that's the beauty that the fans have right now with that management team. You know, this one's more cohesive, so I think it's something to be proud of. But you know, we on another level, so there's another hurdle we gotta hop over.
All right, so my next question here is, you're looking at this team, you're in the locker room, you're looking them in the eyes, and you're seeing them distraught, you're seeing them, you know, they're going through the growing pains right now. What is your message to them, or what is your perspective per se on what they should have going forward into this week, into the rest of the season?
You know, just the team right now, I mean, they've been through the successes. They've been through a lot of big games, big moments. They've taken the pictures. Now it's time to go back to be dogs. You know what I'm saying? Go back to getting hungry and taking the lunch now, you know? We've been able to be skillful enough. Like we was just pointing out earlier, we got a very talented team. We've been able to be skillful enough to run in and beat people. But now we got to start taking stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got to start taking it because they preparing for us now. You know, so just showing up ain't gonna be the key no more. Sometimes you got to play a little dirty, you know? If the ref call it, but the other team, no, it ain't gonna be no soft game. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And it's kind of like you look back at the trademark win against the Kansas City Chiefs, where you know the Bills' defense is forcing the refs to make the call. Because you look back at the AFC Championship game, it was tugging, you know, all over the place on their DBs, and you know we're looking back at that game, it just felt like it was stolen from us. You know, but here we are. We're about to face the New Orleans Saints in their house. And, you know, they don't exactly have, like the Indianapolis Colts had, you know, the second coming of Edgerrin James. So what are you expecting in this matchup versus the New Orleans Saints?
You know, I've been in the game, so I know not to doubt any team in any situation because, you know, when one guy goes down, it's somebody that's hungry, ready for an opportunity. And most of the time, we haven't really watched film on them. So, you know, I know not to really talk down on a team. And then, you know, looking in the past, we with the Dolphins, they was like one and something. And they, you know, they kind of took us there. If it wasn't for like that Bass field goal, which I think helped us a lot. So any given Sunday, back to, it's on that mindset. You know, the Saints are still the Saints. And whether nobody wants to look bad, especially on Thanksgiving.
All right, now, if you're the Bills defense going into this week, going into the rest of the season, you know, you're a top five defense still, even after that debacle against Indianapolis. What's your perspective and what do you do going forward?
I don't think we chill. I don't think we say, okay, we're going to go into the play. I think we start focusing on the trenches. You know, I think that's where we got to go. We got to keep emphasizing. I know I see a lot of, I don't dive into it. So I kind of get a sense of the offensive line things. And I believe they're saying running game. But I think now we got to really take a look into the trenches because that's where it's going to matter most and slowing down other teams' running game when we do get to those depths of the season. I would say there we just focus our attention there because, like you said, we top five in other categories. You know, we got athletes and ball hawks. We got skill position that's really good. But I think we got to focus on that or focus on uplifting our trenches. That's what I say. Focus on uplifting our trenches so they can go to the playoffs strong and not, you know, on edge or on tilt.
Totally agree with that. Now, I got to ask you a question because I'm a big fan of this rapper here. All right, here we go. All right, now, are we going to see you drop some bars with Benny the Butcher? Come on, man.
Oh, that's – look. that'd be so clean. That'd be fire. And I'm for it. I'm definitely for it. But, like, I'm in that entertainment world, you know, putting on fests and festivals and concerts and, you know, pop-up events for the entertainers. And man, they putting in work, dude. I would rather have like my cousin Rich Rocker,
yes sir,
get on the track with Benny
550
or anybody at BSF, yeah, you know, instead of me, you know. At the same time, it's all love, just representing and supporting each other because the upliftment of the community. But yeah, I wouldn't step on no toes until that happened first.
All right, cool. I just wanted to sneak that in there real quick. All right, so real quick, Stevie. Let's jump back into this game because something's wrong with this offense and the juice is Stephon Diggs. We all know that. So do the Bills need to force feed him? I mean, you just get the feeling like once he starts getting fed the ball, everything starts to click.
Yeah. Yeah, but you do it in a creative way where you get Beasley involved underneath. Nice short passes, 4 yards. That's like long run plays. And third down, second downs, Diggs all day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Play action, maybe, and then find Beasley underneath. Like, it's money.
No, yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, you look at Stephon Diggs being able to open up the pass game, you look at, you know, what Cole Beasley can do, it is money. And it's almost weird not to see that regularly having success game to game, and it's almost like our opposing defense is starting to figure it out. But, you know, I think that Dable needs to start mixing it up. Hey, now I can see you. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, we mobbing. We just got finished handling some business. Met a junior college athlete for my Exposure Academy. He out here in San Diego. So, you know, just always moving.
Man, this is crazy. Hey, how about you talk about Handle Business, Have Fun real quick for the people. I know you've been posting it a lot. And, you know, you got some young guys that you're really getting going. I've been very interested to see how this is all transpiring. So I'd love to give you some just insight on what exactly is going on with that.
Yeah. Okay. The main thing, Handle Biz, Have Fun, is just it's a mindset. When I created it, I just wanted everybody to understand, like, you are your own motivator. You know what I'm saying? And when you want to keep simplified things, just get back to Handle Biz, Have Fun. Handle Biz, Have Fun. Sounds cool. And it's easy to remember. You know, responsibility and sacrifice. And what I've been doing with the organization is just putting on skill camps state to state, you know, teaching off the field skills, and on-field skills, obviously, doing it the way that I did it, not changing players' skill set, but just adding something to their skill set. And, yeah, you know, we teamed up with our foster home out in Northern California, JR's North Star, and we've just been bringing awareness to, you know, our ways, the HBHF and JR's North Star foster homes.
Man, you don't cease to just amaze and inspire us, man. Obviously, on the field and then off the field, what you're doing now, it's like you're building a legacy just with the person that you are, man.
Indeed. I had to go hard when we got shut down with this pandemic. You know, I was sitting back, and I'm sitting back comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not affected by it. And I was just thinking, looking at the kids and thinking about how things may be in the future. And it's like, what got me in this position to be comfortable during a time like this? And it was football, you know, and what part of football, you know, the way I ran routes, that kind of elevated my, you know, my time and helped me to get here. So, you know, I began, you know, making up a master plan with my guys. And, you know, we came up with this Handle Biz Athletic Exposure Academy. And, you know, now we just providing our skill set to kids around the world, man. I got a reality show coming in June where we're taking 16 junior college athletes, 7 DBs, 7 receivers, and two quarterbacks, and I'm going to house them. And, you know, for the month of June, we just go train them on field and off field things, you know. So it's something cool, man.
Man, that's incredible. I feel like I have that connection with you. It just kind of it hits me pretty hard because – being in the military, you know, we always try to give back. We always try to connect with the community.
You know, and I think it's really important to have that aspect in any career you do. You know, have the perspective to be able to give back. Have the perspective of being able to do something that's outside of your comfort zone. And, you know, yeah, it hits me pretty hard because we do a lot of things like that when we're helping out underprivileged youth, just different things. But then also I look back at another career I had as a teacher for a short period of time. And, you know, I'm connected with some students that, you know, I would grade papers for hours upon hours and still show up to football games, you know, basketball games, volleyball games, baseball games. And, you know, I'm getting contacted by them like, yo, Mr. Vega, like, I just got a scholarship. And it just brings me so much joy and happiness and fulfillment. You know, so I always encourage anyone like, yo, like, stay active. You know, with your life and don't feel like you don't have enough to offer. Just being there for somebody is a big deal.
That's wild, man. So I got a kid that came to our program like 3 years ago. He was going into the 10th grade. He's from Grand Island, New York, kid named Anthony Homer, man. He just believed in himself. He believed in our program, our teachings. He came out to California, became the number one receiver out here.
Oh,
and now he's got a scholarship. So I feel the same way you feel, man, getting these kids out, because, you know, they go be in our shoes later on, you know. So that's why I'm trying to continue to do as much as I can so that they can see, like, okay, it can be done, you know. It's we all examples.
That's right. All right, so Stevie, let's take this back a little bit. So Bills Mafia has been acting a little bit serious. So I got to ask you a question real quick, man. Can we ask Bills Mafia something real quick? Come on. Why so serious, Bills Mafia? I know you're listening. What's your message to them right now with what's going on with the Bills? And, you know, how should we conduct ourselves the rest of the season?
Look, no, I'm happy that they're serious. You know what I'm saying? And that's the why so serious in me, because they want to elevate our squad, man. So stay on them, boys, but continue to support. Stay on them, but support. Don't be putting down. Uplift, man. Uplift. You can call out. You know, the eye in the sky don't lie. And, you know, we know what we did. Go as far as pointing that stuff out. But don't degrade us, man. Don't degrade us. Just stay on board.
All right, so, Stevie, I actually made a promise to someone who is he's basically my family. He's my father's best friend. He's like an uncle to me my whole life. And, unfortunately, he is actually battling cancer right now. And he's going to be going through chemotherapy pretty soon. His name is Rainey. We love you, Rainey. He's up actually in Buffalo, and he's going to be getting all the treatment done. So I just was hoping that you could give him some encouraging words. I told him that Stevie Johnson was going to be reaching out.
Hey, Unc, what up, man? It's Stevie. Just letting you know, man, this ain't nothing. This ain't nothing. You going to get through this. just like my mom, just like my mother-in-law did. So, you know, we here with you. We go ride and make sure you get images and videos of your journey, because it's gonna be something that's gonna inspire and uplift the next person that gotta go through it. You know, you just you writing your story right now. Stay solid, man.
Man, there's a saying that, you know, words from someone very afar is like, you know, fresh water to someone in the desert, man. And so I know that's what he's feeling right now, hearing that from you. So do you have any final remarks before we close out the show here, Stevie?
Yeah, I do, actually. You know, we got December 3rd through the 6th. We got a lot of things going. My guy, Buffalo Go, got the cornhole tournament with the Buffalo Cornhole Club. And that's December 5th. You guys can sign up at Buffalo Go. And then on December 4th, we got the bowl-a-thon at 500 Pearl. It's free. So, you know, you guys come on rotation. It's going to be only 65 in there, but we come. It's free. So pull up and come enjoy it. We got six entertainers. We're making videos, and I want the mafia to be a part of it in the background or in the videos, man. So that's going on that on the 4th. And we got the youth camp. We got the youth camp 9 o'clock a.m. to 11. It's free for the kids, and it's going to be at Johnny B. Wiley Stadium. You know, the War Memorial Stadium. So, you know, come through. You know, we are handling business and having fun. Hey, one more. In Lewiston, shout out to Brickyard Brewing. In Lewiston, New York, we got the Charity Brew Fest also, man. It's big. We got the Why So Serious can. It's, oh, man. Watch. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's definitely a collectible.
Sure,
I'm not
I
just
have.
Saying
sure
it because, because it's mine. But, you know, it's going towards a good cause, but that can is fire.
Hey, you're going to shout out. I got a shout out real quick.
Yes, please.
Hey, YB, your boy Rich Rocker. What's up, boy?
What's up, boy?
Listen to you for a long time, man. 550, 100. Come on, man. I still listen to that record. It's classic, man.
Ain't it, though? So smooth. He got something. He's working on something, too. Make sure you check out that Age of Aquarius with him and Droopy. It's something to vibe to.
Yes, sir. But, yes, sir. I
love him a lot, man.
He always responded back to me in Snapchat the whole nine growing up. It was awesome.
Man, we all the same aliens, man. We should probably do a collab podcast.
Let's go. Hey, let's get you back on, man. Hey, we got 17 weeks and we got the playoffs coming up.
Right. Word up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so this was another episode of Buff Hub, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, enjoy Turkey Day, and let's go, Bills.
Yes, sir. One love.